Welcome to 100% Fresh with Two Chef Mission, where we bring a chef's perspective to the table that you can take to go. With over 10 years of professional kitchen experience each, we offer our insight on all things food for you each week. Our mission is to get you in the kitchen and cooking at home. Let's turn up the heat.
And welcome back to another great episode here with Two Chef Mission 100% Fresh. We are Two Chef Mission.
So we like flipped.
I just flipped it around.
And reverse it.
Yep. It's like, what, that was Missy Elliott song?
But anyways, so in this episode, we're going to give a bit of a brief review on Disney Springs dining.
Yeah.
That we have experienced. Because not only
have we eaten there many a time. Yeah.
So, as former cast members, as well as
Orlando residents.
Yeah, residents, so we're also annual pass holders. Yep. And we also go to Disney a lot for vacation deliveries as personal chefs. So, we have definitely tried out a number of places at Disney Springs.
Yes,
whether
it's still there or not.
Well, yeah, that's true. Some of them are not there anymore. But basically, be it with our kids, so as a family time, or as a date night, or I guess
hang
it's
a
little like, yeah, hang out, yeah. So more like experience kind of zone. So we're kind of going to give some of our thoughts and tips and opinions.
That's a good way to put it. We're going to give our opinion.
So, we are going to give our opinion. So, you know. Is that telling you you shouldn't try these places? No. Because we're not you.
No. And we want you to be able to experience things that, you know, maybe we just had a bad experience when we went. And you could have a great experience.
So I don't think any of them we had, like...
a bad experience.
Quote-unquote bad experiences. It's just...
Now, I have seen some kind of, like, nightmare stories of other guests who have gone and, I mean, they... complained about everything top to bottom from some restaurants, even at Springs, and it's just kind of like, well, don't know what to tell you. I guess you just wasn't in the cards to have a good day.
Yeah, it's, you know, happens.
Yeah.
So we're gonna go through a little bit of each area, as well as kind of touch base on some of our top picks as going for the experience or as family or date night. Kind of zone. And we'll give a little bit of what we experienced in them.
Yeah.
So if we're looking at, do we want to start with West Side?
I feel we should. And the reason I say we should start with West Side is because the West Side is more geared, I feel, into that date night, more adult.
You know, it's funny. You should have been cheesy and been like, I think we should start in the West Side because that's where
Our story started. I figured that's where you're going to go with that.
I know. Anyways.
But actually, funny enough, that's exactly where our story started. We had our first date together at the AMC Dine-In Theater at Disney Springs.
Yep.
And if you didn't know, there is a dine-in theater where you can actually go in, you watch your movie, servers will come right up to you in the theater. And basically, they'll try to take your order before the credits and before the beginning kind of previews start. Yeah. So that way, everything comes out just as the movie's starting and you can kind of enjoy and relax the movie.
Yeah. And that one we did as our first date.
Yeah.
And I will say, the food, from what I remember, not super memorable. But, okay. But if you want the experience of dinner and a movie, it's all in one.
Especially if you, let's say you were planning a date and you're like, okay, we want to do dinner and a movie, but we also want to try to do something else afterward. When you go to just dinner and a movie, you're going to end up spending, you know, 3.5-4 hours just on dinner and a movie if you separate it. Now, the convenience of it...
So if you don't like the date, then you're
screwed. I was like, the convenience of it is that it's all combined right there. You're sitting down, you're getting to enjoy the movie, you still have a great time because you're having dinner. They do have a full bar, so if you're 21 and up, you can really enjoy your drinks there. And from what I recall, the drinks weren't, like, super strong, but they were good.
I don't think we got drinks.
We did. I got a drink.
Well, if you did, you probably just got a beer.
No.
I feel...
I got, like, a whiskey or something.
No, you didn't.
Whiskey or other.
Yeah. I'm going to disagree.
No,
I didn't. We're going to continue on with the story.
Yeah. Anyways.
For purposes of another one that would be an experience similar to that, but instead, bowling. Or
yes.
billiards or Splitsville. Things. Splitsville. Which, again...
That's a good place.
It is a good place, I will say. It's better if you're a cast member because you get discounts on certain days. But it's fun. I don't remember the food being very memorable.
See, now, the way I would akin it to would just be... It's bowling food. It's bowling alley food. There's really nothing...
Well, they kind of elevated a little bit.
Of course, because it's on Disney property. Disney. They're going to try to elevate it more. But at the end of the day, I mean, it's really a lot of it.
Yeah.
It's just still going to be your bowling alley food. It's going to be your burgers, quesadillas, sliders, things like that.
So, I would say that our top picks for the West Side area are going to be Salt and Straw. Because it's cool. Because it's different. Because they have seasonal flavors that change all the time. And you can try them all. And they'll let you just sample. So that's worth it. And the people are really nice. Anytime we've gone, they're super, super friendly. And we have crazy children.
No, they're fantastic. And, I mean, they...
Mm-hmm.
Our kids have actually liked the the ice cream from there, too. The different flavors that come out of there.
Yeah. So if you have kids that are... on the adventurous scale for ice creams, it's a good place.
Yeah, definitely.
If not, probably more like your Häagen-Dazs or Ghirardelli is going to be your better option.
So which those are going to be your more traditional ice cream places.
Which are definitely both there and not necessarily in Westside, but in Disney Springs. So there's options for everyone. So Salt and Straw is definitely a cool one, but as a date night, I would not recommend this as with kids. Mainly, well, depending on the experience you're looking for. For Haleo, which was probably one of our favorite meals, like experiences at Disney Springs, Haleo was really cool.
If you like Spanish cuisine, like from Spain, that's definitely the place to go. It's going to be the only Spanish cuisine in Disney at Disney Springs, and it is definitely... catered to that trope of even tapas, getting small plates and really being able to enjoy that.
So if you're an adventurous eater, and also I will say this one is going to be a higher budget item.
Yeah, like a $3 bill sign item.
We did the tasting menu at Haleo, and it was totally worth it. And we really enjoyed it and would go again.
Oh, absolutely, we would. We've actually talked about how we want to go again.
Yeah.
But we want to wait until Melissa's not pregnant so we can enjoy ourselves with maybe a drink or two. Yeah.
And with that one, we want to experience the paella.
Yes.
Because we experienced, like we said, the tasting menu. And they also have, they have many other things on their menu. Because with tapas, lots of selections. But Haleo, totally a great date night.
And I would we would highly recommend it for sure.
Now, let's...
Especially if you're looking for that experience.
Move on to Town Center or The Landing.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's a really cool place. Got a nice little vibe to it.
There's two places. I was asking you which one you wanted to go to.
Let's do The Landing.
The Landing.
Next. The Landing next, because that'll take you... into kind of the next areas on the other side of Springs.
Yes. Now, there's a lot in The Landing.
A lot.
I thought as I was doing our sheet and research that West Side was going to be the biggest. And nope, The Landing has a lot.
Yes.
And we've been at a lot because some of those that we've been at, we'll start with the Edison.
Yes. We went there with family on two occasions.
Yeah, two occasions.
We've eaten there for both lunch and dinner, so we've gotten to experience kind of both.
Yeah, it was. Lunch was good.
Dinner was... They have good sandwiches. Nothing really super beyond memorable. Definitely, I would say, it's got good atmosphere.
Yeah, it's they kind of focus more on the atmosphere than I think on the food.
Yeah.
Kind of lackluster.
I would say it was okay.
It was okay. I
wouldn't necessarily say it's anything to write home about. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not going to say that, you know, anybody is not going to have a great time there.
Mm-hmm.
And now for dinner, one of the cool things that they do, and I know on the weekends they really do this, is they actually have a band, and they'll have just a band, like, live playing at the on the bottom floor.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, most of the tables are congregated around, and it's just, it's a really cool vibe. Mm-hmm. Again, just really cool atmospheric vibe. Yeah.
Now, another one that I would say wasn't our favorite zone on that one was Maria and Enzo's.
Yeah, and this
that
one
was pretty, we'll was, have,
it's pretty unfortunate that
it wasn't bad, but it wasn't great. And basically, that one, since it's one that we, like, recently went to, we plan on doing a little bit more of a longer outline of that.
Yeah.
A little bit later. I would say our top picks for the landing.
We've always done really good with Parody, so 37.
We've only eaten there, like, once.
No, we've eaten there more than once.
I have not. But I was actually going to say we really enjoyed Hangar Bar.
Hangar Bar was
that one
fantastic.
Was a cool experience that we recently did before I was pregnant.
Yes, no, that one is actually a great, great area, great little location. Mm-hmm. It is first come first serve seating, so you basically as soon as you see a table come up, snag it.
Now we had an interesting experience with that one because the first time we went there was actually closer to when it first opened when we were still cast members, and never found a server at all, so we basically went and then left and almost were kind of like, do we ever want to go back?
Yeah,
we recently tried it. Yeah, and we recently tried it again and it was actually a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So that one is a good one. A good one for your friends with allergies is Erin McKenna's Bakery.
Yes.
Which, even as people with not having allergies, we have tried a number of the baked items there, and all of them have been delicious.
Yes, we really usually go for the carrot cake.
No, not carrot cake. It's a cookie sandwich.
Is it only a cookie sandwich?
Yes. You're thinking of the one at Starbucks in Studios.
That's what it is.
But they have
that one's good.
A good they have good selection, and it's totally worth it. I don't think we've tried anything there where we didn't like it.
Yeah. And so again, that's going to be your allergy friendly. So they're going to be gluten free. They're going to be dairy free.
Yeah.
Things like
They've got great choices. Mm-hmm. And, I will say we also have always enjoyed Raglan Road.
Raglan Road is great. Mm-hmm. Again, if you go like on the weekends, I'm pretty sure they have it most nights where they'll have entertainment, live entertainment, either step dancers or a live band that'll come out and perform closer to the evening hours.
So with that totally one, we would say that if you're wanting to see the show, request it.
The big room.
Because we've eaten there a number of times and have never, one, requested, and two, never seen the show. So if you don't request it, I would imagine you're not going to see it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and one that we recently tried in the last year was Wine Bar George.
That one was great. Definitely would recommend doing it as a date night. Not with kids, unless your kids are older and they can actually sit down and focus on what's in front of them.
Yeah, so story being, we went with at the time, 3-year-old and 1-year-old.
Yeah.
Which was very interesting. They were good.
They actually really enjoyed the food, too.
They ate the octopus.
Yep. We had the octopus salad.
And the mac and cheese bites. And then the charcuterie. And they enjoyed all of it. So, for kids, if you're taking them, they do need to probably be more adventurous side. But we plan on going back again when I am not pregnant. And not with children.
Yes.
But it was a cool experience. So totally worth going.
And it was just really, really good atmosphere again.
Mm-hmm.
Just get a little place. And I think next we'll jump into
Town Center.
Town Center, yes. Because it feels the most natural way to go.
The most natural way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And now
Town Center. I mean, it's central, like the landing sort of
zone. Right. And now Town Center's a great little area. It's going to be more geared toward your shopping.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the newer additions to Springs that happened, you know, probably within the last 5-6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool area. Definitely got some really good restaurants there.
Yeah.
Good dessert places, too.
Yeah, Amorette's is definitely a cool one if you're wanting to try different pastries.
Yes.
And stuff like that, or very stylized desserts and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that one, totally worth it.
Definitely.
The Coca-Cola is kind of just a fun one because you can get the sodas from around the world.
Yeah, so it's like...
Which we all know Beverly is the best.
Yes, of course. Now, if you know anything about Club Cool in Epcot, if you've gone to Epcot or any part of Disney,
mm-hmm.
you'll know that there is a place where you can try sodas from around the world.
Mm-hmm. This one is... The Coca-Cola store has it
basically... That times three.
Yeah, I was like, I feel like it's
because they've got like three. Way more sodas from way more locations globally, and it's really cool because you do get to try them.
Yeah.
And kind of get that experience of, you know, what these different cultures, you know, find as their like standard.
Yeah. Now for your kid zone, if they're, you know, needing something more simple. A little bit. You got your chicken guy,
yep.
which we did not actually try chicken guy at Springs. We tried it
closer to home. We have one closer to our side of town,
which we enjoyed. Our kids liked it. It was good. And then Deluxe Burger, which is always pretty solidly.
That one's always been good. We've gotten it a number of times. That's kind of like if we don't know where we want to eat and we're at Springs.
It's a quick one, yeah.
It's the one that we usually go to.
Yeah. And then one that we've eaten at a number of times and have enjoyed every time we've eaten there was Frontera Cucina. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Frontera
Cucina.
Yeah. That one, it's a good place. It is Mexican. So if... I don't know. I feel like everybody loves Mexican food. But it definitely is just feels like you're getting fresh from a Mexican, like, local.
Mm-hmm. But that one's definitely, I would say, our top one there.
That's definitely
We also up there. Recently tried with a Wolf King Puck, which was also good.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they actually did really good, even because we went there with our boys.
Yeah.
And they even enjoyed a lot of the food that we were getting.
Mm-hmm. And then, finally, Marketplace.
Woo! Now, Marketplace is cool because, like Town Center, it's got some shopping, but it's definitely more toward that Disney shopping. So you're going to see a lot more of the Disney stores, Disney-centric stores there.
Disney-centric stores, yeah. World of Disney.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The toy store.
Yeah. Now, here, you're going to have somewhat more of your experiences that are going to be good for your kids. So, like, T-Rex and Rainforest Cafe.
Both of them. Mm-hmm. Really cool. Again, like, it's an experience that you're going to see. I would
say we ate a T-Rex, ironically, before we had kids. And we want to take our children because they're obsessed with dinosaurs.
Yes.
But... you're definitely going for the experience.
Yeah.
Now, the food wasn't bad.
No, the food was fine. The food wasn't bad.
You have certain restaurants that, like, that's, you're going for your kids and for the experience. And those are definitely two of them.
Toward that area, for sure.
And then we also have... places like if you're like I was talking about earlier, that's where you'd find Ghirardelli, where you can get ice cream and things like that. You're also going to find Earl of Sandwich, which we used to go to a lot.
Like, that was our go-to place.
Unfortunately, I will say that, like,
the
quality of their sandwich definitely has gone down and is not as good as it previously was, so we've kind of stopped going there for the most part.
And it's really unfortunate because we really, like she was saying, like, we used to go a lot. And, like, I mean, we loved it. We had our favorite sandwiches. We had sandwiches that we hadn't yet tried that we were always going to try.
Yeah.
And, you know, just the last couple times. At this point, we have tried most of them. But the last couple times that we had gone, when we'd gotten the food and everything, it just didn't feel the same.
Yeah, no. They definitely aren't as good. But luckily, there's some new restaurants that are coming in. Yeah. And there's a lot of also new ones that we haven't gotten to try yet that we are excited to try about. Try about. To try. But we just wanted to come in here and, you know, give you a little bit on the ones we have tried.
Yeah.
And offer a little bit of tips on that.
Yeah. And, you know, if this is something that you guys like, if you guys want to see more of these podcasts where we kind of break down stuff locally here in Orlando, you know, we are more than happy to do that. And we would love to be able to do that for you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. And we also, while doing this, because we were kind of exploring the fact that we have eaten at a number of places in the Disney area, which in Disney Springs quite a bit. We also wanted to kind of offer a resource of a Disney Springs dining checklist sort of thing that you can download and check off places you have been or where you want to go and things like that. And also a sort of our favorites guide as to about where it's probably better for date night, better for kids, or more for experience, and then also maybe a few things on like the allergy side for like that.
Yeah.
But that will be a downloadable on our Etsy page. So
make sure to keep an eye on that. We'll make sure to put a link down below so that way you guys can get quick access to it.
Yep. And that is also where you can find some of our more Disney inspired menu downloads.
Yes.
Where you can get recipes and stuff like that for Disney inspired meals.
Yeah. And we are so happy to have been able to do this for you guys, and we can't wait to do another one for you. So until next time, keep it 100% fresh.
Thanks for listening. If you loved this podcast, please give us a review. We love being able to offer new content, and we hope you enjoy it as much as we enjoy making it. So any support helps, from sharing the podcast to donating on anchor.fm or checking out Two Chef Mission meal plans on our website, twochefmission.com. Until next time, keep it 100% fresh.